You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Well, the primary is over and the general election is at hand. And this week, some people will be voting by mail. And I do want to encourage you to review what the Bible has to say about issues that we face in our country and in our state and in our counties and our cities. And I want to encourage you, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and review our Biblical Principles series that I preached a few months ago. And you can actually go to covenanttabernacle.com or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. I would also encourage you to go to floridavotesvalues.com, where you can see voter guides for in some cases, in some counties, local elections. We also have links for federal and state candidates as well. And today, we're going to actually go over and by the way, that address again is floridavotesvalues.com. Today, we're going to go over the proposed constitutional amendments that will be on the ballot. And one of the things that's kind of nice this year is that there's only three constitutional amendments proposed. And some years we've had 12 proposed, I think, one year. So there's only three today, or three this year. So we'll be able to spend a little bit more time going over some of the biblical principles. We're going to attempt to apply biblical principles to these proposed constitutional amendments to come up with some idea of how we should vote and what position we should take on these. So we're going to look at the Bible and see really what the Bible says about property taxes. And I believe we're going to have some time today to actually go over, for the first time ever, the very first instance, historic account of property taxes and really where it comes from, the root of that. And you'll see that it actually comes out of government. A socialistic program that it's actually the only socialistic government program that you'll see in the Bible. And even though it was run by the wisest person that was alive at that time, it did actually resulted in the enslavement of an entire nation. So we're going to read about this, we're going to study this, and first of all, we're going to look at what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 15 through 17, this is God's warning to the children of Israel when they were entering the promised land, but when they asked for a king, God said, this is what's going to happen. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officers and servants. He will take a tenth of your sheep and you will be his servants. So God here is defining tyranny as 10% taxation. Now, if you look at you think about all the taxes that you pay, I think you'll be amazed. You pay federal tax, you pay payroll tax, if you are an employer, you also pay unemployment tax. If you're an employee, employer is paying unemployment tax on your behalf, and that increases the cost of you working there, which decreases the amount that you can actually earn. You also pay sales tax in our state. We don't have a state income tax, but some people in some states have a state income tax. There's even some cities that have their own city income tax. We also pay property tax, which is what this amendment deals with, and we pay taxes on If you have telephone service, you're going to pay taxes on that service. Internet service, you're going to pay taxes on that. If you pay taxes with your power, you pay taxes with your television bill, you pay taxes to register your vehicle. And that's an annual tax. If you want to go fishing, for crying out loud, you have to pay taxes to go fishing. If you have public utilities, as far as public water and sewer, you're paying taxes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC.
Solved. Yes, we are back, ready to answer your questions. And, you know, it's going to be a good show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, of course, answering your questions. Your questions are number one. So whatever issues you have, whatever problems you might have with your computer or technology, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, or head over to our Facebook or YouTube channel, type your question into the comment section. I know we're going to have some questions today. In fact, I heard that Screwy Louie is going to be calling in with a question. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And one thing we will be talking, if we have time today, some things that we'll be talking about is one, cutting the cord, streaming, and specifically, we'll be talking about streaming football, which is really big right now, and also streaming baseball, because we're coming into the end of the season right now, and then you're going to have the playoffs coming up real soon, and so I know a lot of people will want to take part in that and actually be able to watch those, and some people actually are not not paying for cable anymore and still want to watch. Okay, so do we have him on the phone here, Cliff?
As a matter of fact, we do.
All right. So we have Screwy Louie on the line. I've heard about you. You're pretty famous on Swap Shop. Glad for you to be here on a Faster PC live technical support. How can we help you today?
Well, I got this piece of garbage that my son gave me. This is an old gaming computer, and it's got like six fans in it, and it does not bring a signal to my my monitor. You see it on it, that no signal. And I tried changing the monitor, same deal, no signal.
Okay. So no signal can be caused by a number of things. Typically, in a gaming computer, you're going to have a video card, so it's possible the video card went out. You're going to have that video card, and the system is going to require quite a bit of power, and sometimes power supplies fail. So sometimes they even will turn the computer on, but it's not enough. They're still not generating enough power to produce a video signal. And what happens when you first turn the computer on, there's what's called a post test, where it's just a simple test. If the computer doesn't pass that post test, you don't get video. So sometimes it could be RAM, sometimes it could be a bad motherboard, it could be a video card that's not functioning. Quite often it's a power supply, but we can troubleshoot that in the office. Of course, if you have another power supply, but typically with a gaming computer, you're going to need a very high-end power supply, because the video is going to require quite a bit. You're going to have quite a bit of requirement for that video card. And so typically, you're going to need a very powerful power supply. So a power supply that you pull out, let's say, you find a computer on the side of the road, and the power supply still works well, that power supply is probably not going to work too well with your gaming computer, because it's just not going to be powerful enough to push the video on it. So what's that?
It sounds expensive.
Not too expensive. Power supplies are one of the items in computers that have gone up in price over the last 2 years with the supply chain shortages. They have gone up in price, but they're not extremely expensive. It's not, it's not as expensive as buying a new computer. And, obviously, you do have to calculate the value of the computer versus the value of the repair. But one of the things that we do here at a Faster PC, if you were to bring this computer into our shop, we can check this in for an hour's worth of labor. We may be able to fix it within that time. We may need a parts or additional time, but you're only committed to that first hour, and we typically will either be able to fix it within that time, or we'll at least know how much it's going to cost and what all you're going to need within that time, and you can say yay or nay on that.
Well, what do you charge for an hour?
Yeah, so we charge in the shop $60. If you're paying cash or check, our prices are cash, discounted for cash and check. So it's just a little bit more expensive if you pay with a card. But we're here today until 2, and we're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And, you can check it in. We'll put it on the bench. We'll test it out. We'll see what's going on with it. And if we do have power supplies in the shop that we can test with, and if you have one that requires more power than what we have, we can get that. We do have some here that are, you know, that do have some additional extra power. So
right. Well, let me see. I got to get my truck out of the shop, and I'll see if I can get over there before 2 o'clock.
All right. That sounds great. And it's a pleasure. And welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. I've heard you many times on the Swap Shop, and I understand if anyone can find you a sidecar for a Harley, that you'll pay them $100.
That's it.
All right. So,
and if gotta, you know, put some drive into some people in order to get them to perform.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Motivation.
That's right.
Dig it. All right.
Okay.
Got to run now. Got all the calls to handle.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And so welcome to a Faster PC Live tech support. Heard him many times on the Swap Shop. One of the things that we will be talking today, you know, I mentioned we'll be talking about streaming internet. We also want to talk a little bit about backing up, making sure that you have a good backup plan and different ways that you can back up. So we'll be going over that as well. And some of the other cybersecurity situations that we've been seeing and facing, our customers have been facing. So we'll be talking about that throughout the show. And one of the things that we'll be talking about again is how you, various ways that you can watch football if you're into football, or baseball if you're into baseball. It's a pretty big time of the year for both sports, with the NFL now in the fourth week, and also you have baseball winding down the season and about to head into there are various ways that you can watch those, and some of those some of those ways that you can actually watch and stream that, and also looking at again backing up, because we'll be going over the tail really. We talked last week a little bit about the church that had a data hard drive that failed, and we have some updates on that, they're being proactive now with their other computers and just bringing them in to make sure that things are running properly with these other computers. And that's really a key. We have had some other customers in the last week that have had some data issues, some of which we've been able to recover for them, and some that we haven't. And many of these customers are taking proactive measures to make sure that they aren't in a position where they have data loss from a hard drive failure or from another type of threat. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, and we are back ready to answer your computer questions, your technical questions. And one thing that I did want to go with and talk about is just, again, streaming for television, for baseball, football, and other types of streaming, and various ways that you can watch the games. One thing, some options that are out there. Now, one of the things that we have mentioned for baseball, MLB does provide a free game of the day. And, you know, that'll be through the regular season. After the regular season, they typically will have something where you can pay to watch certain parts of the series. And, you know, it might be worth signing up just for that purpose. Another thing you can do, though, until the end of the season, you can go to MLB.com, or if you have a smart TV that has the capability of installing the MLB channel, you can use that to watch the free game of the day. And if you don't have a smart TV, or your smart TV is not smart enough to install the MLB channel, you can get a Roku device or a Amazon Fire Stick, and you can, with those, you can install the MLB channel. Now, I personally would recommend a Roku. They actually are, in my estimation, from looking at and using the Roku and also helping my mother-in-law and father-in-law and also some other customers set up the Fire Stick. I've seen better results with the Roku. It's easier to use for most people and has more features. So that's what I would recommend. And again, you know, you can pay for the subscription, and you'll be able to watch, you know, and I know we've done this in the past when we didn't have cable and we didn't have an antenna. We've actually paid MLB a certain amount of money to be able to watch the playoffs. So that's one option. Another option would be to get a digital antenna. And with a digital antenna, you should be able to easily pick up Fox. And, of course, Fox will give you some football. They'll give you the Tampa Bay Buccaneer games and you know, at least when they play on Sunday. And they'll also give you some other, you know, you'll also have the baseball games. You know, some of the baseball games, Fox is a big broadcaster with baseball. I'm not sure who has the World Series this year. Fox has done it quite a few times. You can also get some of the other channels out of the West Palm Beach area. And if your antenna is good enough, we do have some customers that are getting channels south of, you know, all the way in all of the channels in that are available in West Palm. And we have some customers that are getting able to even pick up channels down into Miami and up into Orlando with a really high-powered antenna. But even an antenna that you buy, the arms for the antenna, not just one that you like stick on the wall, but and direct into certain areas. Are you not hearing me, Cliff?
I am now. You were in and out a couple times.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But typically you want to have an antenna that has the arms and you know the antennas that point in different directions. They typically make them so that they can go on a pole and you can press a button and it'll rotate because the antennas are in the stations are in different locations. So the Fox station will be pointed in one location, whereas if you want to switch over to NBC or CBS, you may have to point the antenna a little bit in a little bit different direction. Now, one thing for football that's very interesting this year, the first time I've seen it, it seemed like they were advertising that last year, but last year I saw Thursday Night Football on regular TV as well as on Amazon. This year, the first week was on regular TV plus Amazon. After that, it's just been on Amazon. Now, Amazon Prime. So if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, you can watch Thursday Night Football for free. You can do it on the web, or you can actually use, again, a smart TV if you can install the Amazon Prime app, or if it already has the Amazon Prime app, then you're good there. Now, one thing also is that you can get a Roku or a Fire Stick, and you can install the Amazon Prime app, and you just log in to your Amazon account, and you'll then be able to watch the games. Now, one thing that's very interesting, Amazon has made some big investments in Thursday Night Football, and they've actually hired Al Michaels. I mean, he was with NBC last year, and I mean, this is a major hire. someone of that stature. I watched a little bit of the game this past week, and I watched all of the game the previous week because the Steelers were on Thursday Night Football. And even though they lost, I was still able to watch it. It's interesting, the pregame shows, they have some people that maybe aren't quite as polished and haven't been in broadcast for a while. But some of them, I think Tony Gonzalez was on there. I've seen him on TV in the past as a color analyst, typically for the Chiefs games. But he was on there with the pregame show, the halftime show, the postgame show. And then you also had, there was a lady, I'm not sure what her name was. You had a Ryan Fitzpatrick, who brings a lot of color to the broadcast. You had Richard Sherman on there. You had the ball-headed lineman from the Rams that retired at the end of last season after winning the Super Bowl. He was on there as well. They provided good analysis. One of the things that was interesting too, they had the sideline reporters. They had more sideline reporters than you typically see, and more women involved. You had two women sideline reporters and one male sideline reporter. Another thing that was interesting was to see the women referees. They're not this past week. I don't think I didn't watch the game enough to really see this last week. But the week before, there was a woman of color that was a referee, and that's pretty significant, because not only do you typically, like if you were to go back 30 or 40 years, there were a lot of women that really weren't into the game very much, and the broadcasters started bringing in women sideline reporters and women started to learn more about the game. I'm not saying that they didn't know, but some of them weren't all that interested. Well, today it's very, there actually are a lot of women that are watching the game, and there even are women that are well, that not only watch the game but know the game enough to even be a referee. And of course, that requires a knowledge set of the rules. It requires a knowledge set of the game. It requires physical fitness that not everyone has. So this is that was very interesting to be able to see that. And of course, a lot of people are subscribers to Amazon Prime, and Amazon is putting this big emphasis on football there and the Thursday Night Football, for the purpose of they're trying to get people to sign up for Thursday night, for Amazon Prime, so that you can watch the games there as well. Now, streaming services, if you want to get streaming services, if you get a streaming service that has the NFL Network, some of the games are rebroadcast after they're played right off the bat. They're rebroadcast, and you can watch those NFL games afterward. They'll come at different times. One of the things I've used, we've used just recently, my parents had been going, they had been using AT&T. They had DirecTV Now, and then they switched to AT&T Now, and then they're calling it now DirecTV. I forget what it's actually called, but it's their streaming service, and the price just kept going up on that. So we switched them over to YouTube TV. YouTube TV, one of the things that's neat is if you have a particular team that you like, you can type that team into the and set that team to record. You also, if you have a show that you like, a particular show that you like, you don't ever have to look at it again. Once you set it to record, every time that show's on or every time that team plays, it automatically records. You have unlimited DVR, and you can watch the game live, or you can watch it after the fact. You don't even have to know when it's coming on or what channel it's coming on. It will automatically record it. Now, one thing that was interesting also with the Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football, They do now have, last year I didn't see a recording feature, but you can, you have to enable recording, but they do have a recording feature. And I checked it with the game this past Thursday. And when you go to watch the game, if you're watching it after the game has started and you have enabled recording, it gives you an option to watch it from the current time or to watch it from the beginning. Or if you've been watching it, you also have an option to resume from where you were watching from. So that's a pretty cool option. And one thing that's interesting with the, when you fast forward from the Amazon, and this will be something to be in, to see whether other streaming companies do this. Most streaming companies, when you start fast forwarding or rewinding as you're watching, because why would you do that? Well, a commercial comes up, and if you're watching after the fact or you're watching in delay, you can fast forward through the commercials. Well, with DirecTV Stream, you kind of watch and you can see where the commercials, you can see what where you are, and you can kind of see, well, when the game comes back on, you hit play, and you know, typically you can time it pretty well. With YouTube TV, you have something similar, but with YouTube TV, every time you hit the fast forward button, you go 15 seconds. So, but you are seeing where you're coming in, and if you come in a little bit too late, you can back up one, and you'll be able to, 15 seconds, and you'll be able to watch. Well, with the Amazon video, you actually have no preview of where you're coming in. So you kind of have to guess, you kind of have to know, okay, this is a 2-minute break or a 3-minute break or a 30-second break or whatever. You kind of have to guess at that. You do have multiple where you can press the button a few different times and it'll go faster and faster and faster as you press the button. It also will play the current commercial until you start playing again. And when you start playing again, it does buffer for a considerable amount of time before it starts playing. When I say considerable amount of time, I mean I'll have to time it and come back next week maybe and just say, you know, let you know exactly how long it is. But it seems like a significant amount of time that you see a little circle spinning on the screen until it catches up, and you may not be where you think you are. You may not be where the game is actually coming in. You may be in the middle of a commercial. So it's kind of a little bit tricky with that. Now, you can sign up for, if you're into NFL, NFL does have a subscription service where you can listen to the games live. To wait until after midnight on Sunday, and I think for Monday night football, and start listening there. So you know, anyway, that's what you're looking at there. One thing that you will be able to do is you will be able to actually listen to and watch these shows. Now, some other options, you could subscribe to one of the streaming services just for the purposes, you know, of watching, you know, just during the NFL season or just during the playoff season. I know some people even sign up for a trial. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. so dead that it doesn't respond at all, and we can't get anything off of it. And sometimes it'll respond for a little bit, and then it'll stop responding. But this one wasn't responding at all. So what we needed to do was, we needed to look. They brought in a backup, an external hard drive that they said, well, this has our backup on it. Well, it had their backup. You know, they do QuickBooks on this computer, and it had their backup, and they were supposed to be making backups on a regular basis, probably on a weekly basis. But the most recent backup was about 3 months in behind. So, you know, it's not catastrophic. It's not like they lost everything, but they definitely, 3 months worth of QuickBooks entry, depending on, and this is a pretty good sized church. So I'm sure that they have a lot of expenditures. You know, they have a lot of payroll. They have bills that they're paying. They have probably rent and other items, electricity, other items that just weren't there for 3 months. So quite a bit of work to get this all in. So what they did is they sent the drive out to a data recovery facility. And the data recovery facility has clean rooms. They can actually take the drive apart. They can replace bad components. And it's not inexpensive, but they can get your data back. Well, the clean room was able to get the drive where it was functional, where they could get to where they could get the data. But the computer had Microsoft's encryption called BitLocker enabled on it. So the hard drive was encrypted. Now, what happens when BitLocker is enabled is your drive is encrypted. Now, this actually is a good thing that protects you from someone else getting a hold of your computer and maybe pulling the drive out, connecting it to another computer, and being at, maybe they don't have your password, they're not able to get into your system otherwise, so they pull the drive out, they connect it to a computer, they attempt to retrieve your data. Well, they can't do it without the BitLocker key. So the BitLocker key is a long set of numbers that encrypts, is an encryption key that encrypts the data on your drive. And, well, so the data recovery facility contacted the church and asked, what is your BitLocker key? Well, the church, and this is the case we find with most customers. Most customers have no idea what BitLocker is, or what their key is, or how they could even get that. Well, typically, you would get it. It's attached to a Microsoft account. And you would log in to your Microsoft account. You would go to account.microsoft.com. You would log into your Microsoft account. And that's typically with a username, which... Remember that they have a Microsoft account, or what the email address. Fails, you need to send it out to a data recovery facility, and then you need that BitLocker key. You need to be able to get to that. Well, they knew one email address that could be associated with a Microsoft account. They didn't know the password, but we were able to reset the password, help them reset the password. But lo and behold, that account did not have a BitLocker key in it. So they weren't able to recover that. So we looked at other accounts, and those other accounts didn't show up with as having a BitLocker key or even being a Microsoft account. So this just underscores, and we talked about the Microsoft account a few weeks ago. A lot of times when you turn the computer on, the Microsoft will prompt you, if your computer is connected to the internet, Microsoft will prompt you to create a Microsoft account. And in fact, with Windows 11, even if your computer is not connected to the internet, they will require you to connect it to the internet, and then they will want you to create a Microsoft account or log in with an existing Microsoft account. Now, again, if you don't know your Microsoft username and password, what they're going to do is they're going to prompt you to create a new one. And a lot of times they're going to create one that's at outlook.com, which is not an email address that you probably use. And if you never use it after that, maybe you what a lot of people do is they create an account. They have the username, which they don't remember. They have the password, which they don't remember. A lot of people don't even remember that they have a password. And then they add in a PIN. So they log into their computer from there on out with a PIN, which is a 4-digit code or maybe a 6-digit code, or it could be more. It could even have letters and numbers, but they know the PIN, but they don't know the password. They don't even know the username that's associated with it. And so that can be a problem, especially if you don't have another email address or a phone number associated with that. It's very important when you get a new computer, if you're setting it up with a Microsoft account, know the username, know the password. You need to record this in some manner, and it needs to be reliable. What you record needs to be accurate. And you also want to make sure that you're linking another email address to that account and that you're linking a phone number to that account, so that if you ever need to get back into that account, maybe you forget the password, or maybe the password that you wrote down is not the same that you typed, because sometimes, you know, maybe the cap locks is on, or maybe you pressed a different key, maybe you pressed something other than what you meant to press. And so we see this on a regular basis, and it becomes very difficult to recover an account when you don't know, don't have the other, you know, another email address or a phone number that you can receive a text message to. We had one customer this week we helped, trying to help him reset his Microsoft account password. The phone number that he linked to the account is a landline. He can't receive texts there. And Microsoft doesn't have the ability. I mean, they should have the ability, but their system is not set up to call you. Their system is only set up to text. Well, he can't receive a text. So his account, he can't get into it. He can't reset it. And it becomes very difficult. And especially if you don't even remember the username, which in this case, this computer was set up, and it might have been set up 6 years ago, 10 years ago. They don't know who set it up. They don't know what account it was using. And really, because of this, their data is unrecoverable. So they did have some graphics files on that computer that weren't backed up. Now, one thing that a faster PC can do is we can back up your data. We can set up some backup schemes to help you. Some methods of backing up your data, whether you're physically doing that, or whether it's a managed services or something in between, where there's a program that's actually running a backup and making a backup for you, you know, to an external drive or something like that. We dealt with another church this week that they actually had major data failure on a drive some time ago, and they called us in, and we came in earlier this year and actually helped them with making sure that, you know, we're getting an extra drive set up so that they can copy their data to there as well. But we went over this week because they had a little bit of a scare because they lost power during the storm that happened this past week, and they had a little bit of a scare because they couldn't immediately reconnect to their external hard drive, which had all of their data. And they don't want to be in a situation where they lose their data again, because they do, this particular church does a lot of work. They have a printing press and a printing service, and they do a lot of work for other churches and other ministries. And when a church, let's say, you know, a pastor has a book and they're printing the book, well, the pastor may call up and say, hey, I want, you know, 100 copies of that book printed. And they'll say, well, you know, we lost that data. You know, we don't have the book anymore. Well, that can be a problem, especially if the pastor doesn't have a copy of the book. So what we helped them get access to their data. So they didn't lose anything this time, but they still are in a situation where they have these two drives that are sitting right next to each other. If they had fire, if they had theft, if They had sabotage. And those types of things can happen. We've had customers that have had fire that's destroyed their computer and their backup because they were both in the same location. Or theft, where they were both in the same location and were both stolen. Or they've actually had sabotage, where someone got mad at them and actually purposely damaged data on the drive and on the backup. Or another thing that you need to protect against is what happens if you actually have a situation where you're tricked into opening up an email that starts encrypting your data. Well, that script and those hackers are going to go after your backup as well. They're going to try to encrypt your backup. And if they can't encrypt your backup, they're going to try to delete your backup. So what we're doing for this particular church, they agreed yesterday to sign up for our managed services backup. Now, this is pretty, going to be pretty seamless for them. They're going to be able to actually have their data synced automatically. It'll be synced every time they make a change to the file. It'll be synced where it's going to go up to the cloud. And this file is going to have a password, so it's secure, it's protected, they're never going to have to worry about data failure again. If their place were to burn down, or they were to have theft or fire or sabotage or ransomware, we're going to be able to recover their data. Because they're going to sign up and we're going to be able to provide them this service. So they're not going to be in that situation ever again where they lose data. And we can help you again with whatever level of support that you want. We can help you. We can help provide that for you. And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title of tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to the Proposed Constitutional Amendments. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find Afaster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for Afaster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. Afaster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police.